End of this service, I want to draw your attention to the subject of Daniel's darkest hour. And I want to base my remarks on Daniel chapter 6, verse 16, the beginning of verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. And then verse 17. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Amen. Let's bow in prayer and let's seek the Lord's face for his help as we come to consider this passage of scripture and this subject. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee that there is a God in heaven. And we thank thee that the God in heaven loves his people on earth. And O God, as we come before thee, we thank thee, Lord, that you've promised never to leave us alone, never to forsake us. You've promised to be that friend that will stick closer than a brother. You've promised never to leave us nor forsake us. O God, how we thank thee for thy mercy to the saints of God. And we thank thee, Lord, for each one here that's saved and born again of the Spirit of God. And we pray, Lord, as we turn to thy word today, that you would come and encourage us. Come and bless us. Come and speak to us. And O God, as we leave God's house today, that we'll be able to say it was good for us to be here, for it was here where we met with the Lord. O God, have that word in season. Our prayer is that we'll not just hear the voice of a man, but O God, we pray that we'll hear the still, small voice of God speaking to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us in our faith and help us, Lord, day by day to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We know, Lord, that the devil would do everything in his power to get our eyes off Jesus. O God, help us today. Help us to fix our eyes upon the King, upon the throne. Help us to realize, Lord, that everything that happens to us for a reason. We thank thee for the providence of God. We thank thee for the leading of the Lord in our lives. And we know, Lord, that every step that you take us, Lord, there's a purpose for it. O God, help us to trust in thee, even when perhaps we can't see the purpose for it. Help us to keep trusting in Jesus, our Savior divine. Lord, fill us now afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. For it's in his precious name we ask it. Amen. The events that we read about in this portion of Scripture revealed to us, I believe, Daniel's darkest hour. For most of his life, Daniel had lived in the land of Babylon. At this time in his life, Daniel was at least 90 years of age. And all his life, Daniel had been faithful to God, and the Lord had blessed him greatly and used him mightily. However, as Daniel draws near to the end of his life, he enters into the deepest, darkest valley that he had ever experienced during his lifelong walk with God in the land of Babylon. Perhaps Daniel thought, because of his age, that the darkest experiences of his life were behind him. Of course, that was not the case. Little did Daniel know that his darkest hour was yet to come, that his severest trial was yet before him. It's so important that we again emphasize the age of Daniel here. He's not a young man anymore. He's not in his prime anymore. But he's the old prophet. He's the old servant of God. And although we have emphasized that in past studies, especially since we have come into Daniel chapter 6, it's important that I emphasize it again today. Daniel is the old man. But although he's the old man, before him is his most severe trial. Child of God, our darkest experience in our Christian lives may yet have to come. They may yet be before us. And when that hour is thrust upon us, we need to be living close to the Lord. Now, we have emphasized in these studies that Daniel was a man who lived close to God. Of that there is no doubt. And that's the reason, I believe, he was able to meet these dark hours in his life's experience. And we're going to see that again today as we consider his darkest hour. Daniel was a man who was walking close to God. Child of God, if you want to get through the deep valleys, live close to God. Day by day in your Christian life. As we come to consider Daniel's darkest hour, I want you very simply to notice a number of things here. And I pray that the Lord will speak to all of our hearts, and especially those of us who are saved. I believe there's a very simple, yet very wonderful message here for each and every one of us who are the redeemed of God. But I pray also, if you're not saved, that the Lord will speak to you, that even this day you will realize your great need of God's salvation. First of all, I want you to notice that in Daniel's darkest hour, he was cast into a den of lions. Look what it says in verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. We have already learned the reason why Daniel was cast into the den of lions. It was because he refused to stop praying to the God of heaven. Wicked and ungodly men were able to get a law passed which prohibited religious freedom. And they used this unjust law to persecute Daniel. Therefore, when Daniel was cast into the den of lions, the cruel treatment of Daniel came to a climax and thrust Daniel into his darkest hour. I do believe there is no doubt that this was Daniel's darkest hour, darkest experience. I can think of nothing worse than to be cast alive into the den of lions. Can you? It is hard for us to imagine what was going through Daniel's mind as he was taken and cast into the den of lions. Normally, it would have meant instant death. Normally, it would have meant being ripped apart limb by limb by the lions. My, what a dark hour for Daniel to face as he came to the end of his life. Men and women, the darkest hour is still before us, because we all still have to face death and eternity. Death is described in the Bible as a dark hour. The psalmist said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." In Psalm 107, verse 10, you can underline it, the psalmist speaks of death as sitting in darkness and as being in affliction. And there's no doubt that death, even for the child of God, is an enemy. And while the Bible describes death as the last enemy, it is nevertheless still an enemy. It is interesting to note how Daniel faced this dark hour at the end of his life. Now, for Daniel, it was not the end, because God was going to deliver him, and we're going to see that just in a moment. But, of course, initially, before they took Daniel and cast him into the den of lions, he did not know that. But as he faced this dark hour, he faced it calmly with great faith in God. And why should he not? After all, he was a child of God. When Daniel was cast into the den of lions, he made no resistance, he uttered no complaint. Rather, he placed himself in the hands of his God, believing whatever happened would be the will of God for his life. He was prepared
to die, and he was prepared for God's will to be done. You know, child of God, here's how we are to face our darkest hours throughout our lives. There are many valleys for us to cross. But even the dark hour of death, when we come to the end of our life, we are to cast ourselves upon the Lord. We are to trust in the God of glory. Was it not Job who said in the midst of his great trial, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And you know, that's what Daniel was doing here. As these wicked men took him and cast him in to the den of lions, he was trusting in the Lord. The psalmist says, trust in the Lord at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Isn't it wonderful to know that even when our darkest hour comes upon us, child of God, that the Lord has promised to be that friend that will stick closer than a brother. We often sing that lovely hymn, and what a lovely hymn it is. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. His oath, his covenant and blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And that was Daniel's testimony as they took him and cast him into the den of lions. Oh, maybe there's someone here today and you're going through a dark valley, a dark hour. It's perhaps not the last dark hour, death, but nevertheless it's still a very deep valley. Oh, keep trusting in the one who has saved you, child of God. Keep looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, for he has promised to give strength in time of need. Child of God, when you and I finally do come to that final dark hour, when we come to face death, come to face eternity, thank God the Lord has promised to give help in time of need. He did so for Daniel. He gave Daniel strength. He also gave Daniel grace. Indeed, I want you to notice, secondly, take a look with me there at verse 22. Notice secondly, in Daniel's dark hour, not only was he cast into the den of lions, but he was cared for by the Lord. Look what Daniel said to the king in verse 22. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. It's not a tremendous statement. We've already briefly looked at it in past weeks. But here we can see it in the context of Daniel's darkest hour. Although Daniel was cast into the den of lions by his enemies who wanted to destroy him, Daniel was cared for by the Lord in the most unique way. What a wonderful statement this is. In verse 22, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouths that they may not hurt me. You'll notice a number of things there in that wonderful statement. You'll notice this, first of all, the personal relationship Daniel had with the God of heaven. Daniel said, my God. He did not say, your God. He did not say, the God. He said, my God. Isn't that wonderful? God had promised to take care of his people. God had promised to take care of all those who belong to him. And Daniel belonged to him. Because there was a day in Daniel's life when he trusted the Lord as his Savior. My friend, can you truly say today that the God of heaven is your God. That He's your Redeemer. That He's your Savior. Have you a personal relationship with God? You can only have a personal relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you can only have a personal relationship with God when you're saved and when you have accepted Christ as your Savior. The Bible says there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
Have you that personal relationship with God today? Can you say like Daniel, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer? Oh, my friend, if you can't say that, in other words, if you haven't a personal relationship with the Lord, then come and be saved this afternoon. Trust Him today. Turn from your sin and accept Him as your own and personal Redeemer. Thank God I can say it today, that the God of heaven is my God, that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. Is He your Savior? Is He your Redeemer? Is He Lord of your life? In other words, can you look back to the day when you trusted Him as your own and personal Redeemer? Oh, my friend, the most important decision that you will ever make will be whether you will accept Jesus Christ or not. The sad thing is that many in this land and many in this world today are rejecting Christ as their Savior, and they're rejecting the God of heaven as their God. But Daniel's God cared for him, because Daniel's God shut the mouths of the lions. Indeed, notice also that God protects all those who belong to Him. He protects them. Look what it says here. In verse 22, my God hath sent His angel and hath shut the lions' mouths that they have not hurt me. God sent His angel to protect Daniel. The angel shut the lions' mouths and Daniel was not hurt. Look at the end of verse 23. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. You say to me, well, maybe there was something wrong with these lions. You know, that's what the modernists would probably say. Maybe there was something wrong with these lions. Maybe they were drugged or something. Maybe they were tame lions. You know, like the ones that you get in the circus. Maybe they were tame. My friend, there was nothing tame about these lions. Nothing tame about them whatsoever. Look at verse 24 and you'll see. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Into the same den of lions, by the way, that Daniel was cast into. Them and their children and their wives. And the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. Why, when you compare verse 22 to verse 24, you can see clearly how the Lord protects His people. Isn't it wonderful, child of God, that we have a Savior? And thank God, He has promised never to leave us nor forsake us, even when we're in the den of lions. Even when the darkest hour comes upon us, oh child of God, when we come to our darkest hours. When we have to face the dark hour of death and eternity, our God will send His angel to protect us from our last enemy, death. Psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 34 verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. Isn't that wonderful? That the Lord has promised not only to be with us, but He has promised to deliver us. It's a wonderful portion of Scripture, and I know that you all know it so well. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, When speaking about the death of the Christian, he says this, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, listen to it, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank God today we have a Saviour. We have a Redeemer. And He has promised not only to be with us in our darkest hours, but He has promised to deliver us. In Psalm 34 verse 19 it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Maybe there's someone here today, saint of God, and you're passing through a dark hour, passing through a deep valley. Oh, dear child of God, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He has promised to give us strength in our time of need, and He has promised to shut the mouths of the lions. Isn't it wonderful? There's nothing impossible with our God. Nothing impossible with the one who is seated upon the throne in heaven. But sinner, without Christ today, how will you face your darkest hour? When death and eternity comes for you who are without Christ, when the mouths of the lions, instead of being shut, are open to devour, how will you do in that hour? Indeed, how will you do in the swelling of Jordan without a Saviour? Oh, to be without a Saviour, with no hope nor refuge nigh, can it be, O blessed Saviour, one without thee dares to die? How will you face death and eternity? That's a solemn question. And of course it is a question that is continually asked from this pulpit and will continually be asked from this pulpit. Because my friend, if you're found here without Christ, your greatest need is a Saviour. Your greatest need is to be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. Your greatest need is to know God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Your greatest need is to have your sins forgiven. And if you refuse Him that died upon the cross and rose again, if you reject Him who has died for your sins upon the middle tree on Golgotha's cross, then, my friend, when you come to your final hour, it will be indeed a dark hour, because you'll be plunged out into a lost eternity where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Just like Daniel's enemies who were cast into the den of lions after he was taken out, you'll be destroyed and devoured and lost forever and forever and forever. Oh, you can see here that in Daniel's darkest hour, he was cast into the den of lions, but he was cared for by the Lord. The Lord was with Daniel, and the Lord delivered Daniel, and the Lord blessed Daniel. Indeed, that's the third thing I want you to notice. Just turn back again to Daniel chapter 6, and you'll notice that in Daniel's darkest hour, he was delivered, and he entered into greater blessings. Look what it says there in verse 23, the latter part of it. We read it, but let us read it again. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Now, when you read the rest of the chapter, after Daniel was taken up out of the den of lions, you discover three wonderful things. When Daniel was delivered out of the lion's dens, three things happened. First of all, his enemies were destroyed. We read that, of course, in verse 24. We'll not read the verse again, because we have already read it. But you can see clearly in verse 24 that those who had accused Daniel falsely and had caused the king to introduce this ungodly law, they were taken and cast into the den of lions. Look what Daniel says at the end of verse 22. He says this, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Daniel had done nothing wrong. But you can see here how God is blessing him. He delivers him, and then he destroys his enemies. And then in verses 25 and 26, Daniel's God is exalted by King Darius. Let's read these verses. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. And look at verse 27 also. He delivereth and rescueth. He worketh signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So not only was Daniel's enemies destroyed, but Daniel's God was exalted by an ungodly king. And we must never forget that Darius was an ungodly king. And yet here we have the enemies of the Lord praising his name. And then, of course, when you look at verse 28, you see that Daniel's office was restored. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. My Daniel's work for God was not over. And of course, that's the reason why God delivered Daniel out of the lion's den. And after Daniel's darkest hour had passed, he entered into greater blessings than before. I want you to underline that. Daniel's darkest hour turned into Daniel's triumph. Oh, child of God, is there not a great truth there that we can learn? When the dark hour of death has passed for us, when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we will enter into greater blessings than that we could ever imagine, because we will enter into the wonder of heaven itself. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, listen, the trials of this present time are nothing to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We're going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden streets of heaven and bask in God's own light. And I tell you, child of God, when we all get home to heaven, the trials and the dark hours of this old world will fall into insignificance. That's why in our dark hours that we need to keep praying and keep trusting and keep looking to the Lord. So important that we don't lose sight of Christ. It's so important that we don't take our eyes off him. Oh, maybe there's someone here today, and in your valley you have taken your eyes off the Lord. Oh, dear child of God, fix your eyes upon Christ again. He's the one, and he's the only one who can give you help. Your family mean well, Christian friends mean well, the minister means well. But I'll tell you this, when you're deep down in the valley, there's only one who can help you, and that's your Savior. Turn to him. Trust in him. And thank God he will give you the strength to go through. And whatever the dark valley is, the Lord will deliver you. And he'll defeat your enemy. And of course, the enemy of the child of God is the old devil. And how the devil would seek to pull us down, and how Satan would seek at all turns to weaken our faith. But thank God, if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And the Lord will give us strength in our hour of need. Could I finish off by saying, today, if you're not saved, when your darkest hour comes, my friend, you will not be delivered. When death comes for you, you will not be delivered, but you will enter into hell forever and forever and forever. That's why this Lord's Day you need to put your faith and trust in Christ. Turn to him and be saved. Oh, be saved His grace is free. Oh, be saved. He died for thee. Be saved today. And then whatever life brings, thank God, you'll not have to face it alone. And when death comes, you'll not have to face death alone. And those who are saved, who say they're saved, and they're not living for the Lord, they neglect the place of prayer, they neglect Bible reading, they neglect having fellowship with God. You see, as we have pointed out in these studies, and let me point it out again, because very soon these studies are coming to an end, but I believe that one of the great truths that we learn in the life of Daniel is that he was a man who walked with God. A man who walked with God. A man who kept short accounts with God. And that's the secret of a successful Christian life. But many of God's people today are too busy. They're too busy to pray. They're too busy to read the Word of God and study the Word of God. They're too busy to meet with God's people around the throne of grace. They're too busy. Oh, child of God, don't be too busy. Make sure that before you do anything, any day, that you meet with the Lord. Before you meet with the world, make sure you've met with the Lord. And before you close your eyes and sleep, shoot up that prayer to heaven. Seek the Lord in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, we thank thee and we praise thee for the precious Word of God. We thank thee, Lord, for this wonderful story of Daniel. How faithful he was to his God. How close he walked with his God. Oh God, help us. Help us, Lord, to know what it is to walk close with thee. Help us, Lord, day by day to know what it is to hear the still small voice of God speaking to us. Touch our hearts day by day as we meet with thee around the throne of grace. Lord, may our lives be lives of prayer. May our lives be lives of waiting before God. And Lord, as the old world rushes on, may we let it rush on. May we never neglect the footstool of mercy. Oh God, I thank thee and I praise thee for the example that Daniel is to us. Thank thee, Lord, for this wonderful, tremendous story in the Bible. And yet, Lord, help us not just to see it as a story. Help us to see it, Lord, as events which really took place. For that's exactly what it is. Daniel really lived. He really was cast into the den of lions. He really had to suffer for his faith. Oh God, help us in these days to recognize that when our dark hours come, that others have passed this way before. And they have triumphed. We thank thee, Lord, that there's victory in the Christian life. There's victory in Jesus, my Saviour, forever. Bless thy word now to our hearts. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.